Well, Marco Rubio decided he's going home, but fortunately for you, we are not. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is friend of the program, Jim Murray, the chief correspondent of Inside Edition. It's always fun to talk with Jim, especially this time because since we last spoke, he received a personalized mug from, yes, the co-host Christina Staffa. So the world awaits. What does he think of the aforementioned mug? We will find out then. As you know, we were in best of mode for about a week or so here because I had serious issues with my ear. Clogged eardrum, a busted eardrum, the whole thing. Well, I had to go to the old ENT. So we're going to have things you never want to hear your ENT say. And unfortunately, I heard almost every one of these things on the list. And we'll talk about it. Then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina. We start things off this week with a recap of what was Super Tuesday number 3. Doesn't it seem like we have a Super Tuesday every single week now? Well, looks like Donald Trump, whatever you think of him and his politics, he is edging ever closer to the nomination. I don't understand all of this talk that, oh, it's going to be a contested convention. It's going to be a free-for-all in Cleveland. Anybody can win this thing. Take a look at what the delegate count is or was after the most recent Super Tuesday. 661 for Trump, 406 for Cruz. Marco Rubio goes home with 169. John Kasich wins Ohio. And again, if he can't win Ohio, his own state where he's the governor, why is he even in the race? He's at 142. Now, when Ted Cruz came out Tuesday night and gave his speech, this guy always gives a speech as if he just won something. And he has not won very many primaries indoor caucus. And so where is the hope for the Cruz camp? You know, and I got a kick out of Donna Brazile. She was on CNN during the coverage on Tuesday night, and she said, look, I'm no Republican, but I don't understand how the Cruz people can paint this picture that there is a clear path to the nomination. Unless the GOP wants to literally blow up their party in a way that will take decades and multiple election cycles to recover, there is no way they can pull a fast one here and change the rules and try to deny Donald Trump the nomination. The guy is in the race fair and square. No matter what you think of him, his supporters, he is garnering more support than anybody else. He has more votes than anybody else. He's winning more primaries and caucuses than anyone else. The biggest Cruz flag waver is radio talk show host Glenn Beck. And if you want an exercise in laughter, take a listen to him just try to justify how Cruz has a chance to win. First of all, Glenn Beck is stuck in Texas right now and thinks that the entire world thinks as they think in Texas. It is 2016. Cruz is running an extremely religious, heavy, throwback 1950s-style Republican campaign. They talk about how he's the new Reagan. He's throwing 1950s politics and vernacular into the book here. Do you really think that Ted Cruz can win a general election in 2016, given the social state of the country and the media state of the country against either Hillary Clinton, who it's going to be, or Bernie Sanders? Of course he cannot. If the Republicans were smart, they would realize that Trump is bringing people into the Republican tent that would not be there any other way. And that's not going to change. Once they head back up into the Northeast and you're talking about Pennsylvania, once you're talking about New York, once you're talking about New Jersey, do you see Trump losing these states? Trump is in a position where as long as he maintains the status quo, he is going to head into Cleveland in July with 1237. And no matter what you think about him, his politics or his followers or what's happened, you have to understand that one thing never lies. Numbers. 661 to 406, with a lot coming up in the Northeast. From my opinion, there's no way Trump's not going to get this nomination. And then we'll see what happens in the general election. And I think we're going to be looking at Trump versus Hillary on a frosty fall day in November. We'll see what happens. Stay with us. Jim Murray is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Peggy had a meeting in town and she found a great parking place right on the street. Every 30 minutes, she excused herself to feed the parking meter. But after a couple of hours, there was a parking citation on her car and there was still time left on the meter. What do you think the ticket was for? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
30-minute meters are intended to keep traffic flowing. By feeding the meter, Peggy was causing unnecessary congestion. Even though time was still on the meter, the ticket was for exceeding the 30-minute time limit. The violation is called overtime, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an F. D. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.